Welcome to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. We all contemplate making changes in our lives that would allow us to live more authentically, but it can be hard to take action. Allison is here to educate, equip, and empower you with the tools you need to start authentically living life your way. Get ready to eradicate your limitations and destructive patterns as you take full responsibility for your own happiness. This show is not just talk. It is conversation for profound self-awareness, acceptance, and appreciation, the key elements to stepping into the power as the creator of your very best life. The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe starts now.
Hey everyone, and welcome. You're listening to The Alley Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. This is our opportunity here on The Alley Effect to dig deep into this concept of authenticity, helping you navigate different pieces and parts and really educating, equipping, and empowering you. That is absolutely my mission in doing this work, because it is such a simple concept and yet so much more challenging than one would think it to be. And so this is your place to really come and learn. It's kind of a school and an opportunity to dig into all of these and not just some superficial conversation and encouragement boost, right? Like, this is your opportunity for some practical tools and some real talk. So obviously I'm serious about educating, equipping, and empowering. It really is the gift that I have in being able to work with the folks that who join me in this journey. We've spent a lot of time talking about different toolboxes. I've offered the SOS toolbox, that opportunity for you to lay the foundation of who you are and your 10 defining tools, self-honesty, self-awareness, self-respect, all of these different things for you to be able to navigate through life from a much more stabilized foundational place. And then many weeks ago, I offered that adulting toolbox, the letters of the alphabet, aligning with different tools to help you navigate life, managing all of the hard stuff we're all expected to do, but never really learn effectively how to do that. Having hard conversations, setting boundaries, making big decisions about what's right for you, conversations we need to have, and all of those hard calls that we're expected to be able to make before we even become adults. Then by the time we're adults, we're expected to do that very, very smoothly and easily. In that toolbox, I offered things like boundaries, gratitude, language, the power of observing, quiet and rest, and the ability to learn how and when to zip it, right? All of these are such important tools for you to be able to navigate the adulting tasks so much more effectively. And then we ventured into a much deeper topic, designed specifically for my fellow empaths, really a community of folks who are deeply and very uniquely wired. And it is such a beautiful gift to be able to be this way once you understand what it is. So many empaths are plagued with that classic question of what is wrong with me? Because I take this mission so seriously, the Empaths Toolbox, we ventured into that last week, and I offered tools one more time, aligning with the letters of the alphabet. I talked to you about the power of recognizing when you're absorbing, which is one of the risk factors for empaths, the power of breath and knowing how and when to use it, to regulate yourself, to be able to move energy and emotion, and really assessing the connection and community that you're aligned with and how well it's serving you or not. Then I talked to you about the risk of dysregulation and how easy it is being an empath when your system's to get really out of whack, and learning to recognize when your own personal signs and symptoms of that. I offered you some insight about what's coming next with the tool of embodiment and learning to be able to use your entire body, and also that dynamic of flow, that beautiful integrated way that we learn to work mind, body, spirit in conjunction with the greater source of life, and in sharp contrast, the power of force and how much that can be a maddening energy to be in. Then I talked to you about the importance of grounding and being able to get yourself stabilized before you proceed with decision-making, conversations, anything. Heart and the delicate nature of your heart and the way you can be influenced by different people, places, and things. And then junk, really encouraging you to raise your standards. What is it that you're tolerating in life that is not serving you well? I really tuned you in to your intuitive ability to know, that gut sense that just simply knows things, and the power of that to allow you to navigate through your life. We talked about love and really crystal clear definition, your definition, not one that's been subscribed to you or told to you, but how you envision life being, or love being in your life. And then I ended that episode with the power of movement and knowing how to use your body and the gift of movement in either a proactive way or reactive once you notice that you have gotten out of whack. If you haven't taken the time to listen, I'll encourage you, the SOS toolbox, the boundary episodes, the adulting episodes, like all of those, you are really cheating yourself. It's like free therapy available at your fingertips. Those episodes are jam-packed. And use your time wisely. Go back and listen to those valuable, valuable resources. So let's keep moving along. Next on deck is the letter N. And if you have ever met an Eeyore type of person, maybe someone who is just so humdrum in their perspective and their outlook, it's really heavy and pretty gloomy, or maybe even more heavy than that is just a chronic complainer. If you ever been around someone like that, I had a person like this in my life for a period of time. And for a long time, I called this person my friend. And I realized over time just how negative her energy was. Every interaction that we had, there was this thick complaining energy. We couldn't go anywhere without her making suggestions to people or saying how they could or should improve something, complaining to the server. I swear at one point there was an episode where she even complained about the temperature of the water that was being served. I was like, oh my goodness gracious. We couldn't go anywhere without complaints about traffic, waiting in line, the people who were there, the people who weren't there. And God forbid anything should be even delayed by a moment or two, because then that would just be this onslaught of complaints and negativity. As I learned more about energy and starting to understand the influences, how I was impacted by my different interactions with people, I started to really assess and kind of clean up. I could see the toll these interactions and these conversations were having on me. I started to pay attention. Remember, one of those tools I handed you in the adulting toolbox and in the SOS is awareness. I started to sense how much dread and resistance I had, even when the phone would ring, right? I'd get a text or something. I just felt the cringe of her company and witnessing her treatment of other people. I was often really drained, embarrassed, even exhausted. And sometimes I even started to absorb that irritability myself, right? So slowly and surely, I started to change my engagement with her. All of the tools that I've shared with you, I started to set more boundaries. I used my word no more often and limited the amount of time, the commodity of time, and how much time I would be willing to spend with her. Time and consistency eventually took care of that friendship, and we just disconnected. And I know clearly, like when I'm with more of a healthy, positive community, I'm like, wow, that really was toxic. How much are you impacted by negativity and all the things that you're allowing to exist in your life? We have talked about commodities, the time, energy, and effort that you're spending. It's kind of like pollution, toxic mold, and even secondhand smoke. You would be really conscious of putting yourself in those environments. Are you taking responsibility to take better care of yourself and cleaning up the negativity and the toxins you allow emotionally, verbally, energetically? Are you surrounded by and allowing a lot of negativity? Are you drained by the people that you're hanging out with? How about your social media feed, the news that you're watching, even the music that you're listening to? Is there a lot of negativity for you to be conscious of? Everything is energy, and it really does matter how you're spending it. In the adulting toolbox, I talked to you about the tool of no. When it comes to negativity, where do you need to start asserting and assessing your use of the word no to better take care of yourself? All of those people, places, and things that you need to change, clean up, and maybe even end altogether. You deserve better than the negativity that's existing in our world. So take your place, kind of clean up your feeds and honor yourself enough to say no to what you deserve to. So O is next on our list. And as an empath, you most likely will be able to relate to this pattern. This one stands for overthinking. We've talked a lot about how your instinct and intuition is impacted by this sense of knowing that you have. And you, as you start to familiarize yourself a little bit more with that, most empaths don't know what they are. They don't know that they're empaths until much later in life, sometimes after a crisis point, sometimes meeting with someone like me. It's really common for empaths to have labels of being like really extreme or dramatic, way too sensitive, or just way too much for people. And those are sometimes the nicer labels that we get slapped with. Oftentimes, empaths will have that question, what's wrong with me? Some people have much more serious questions like anxiety, depression, all of those flooding emotions that can cause you to become dysregulated. Maybe you have a more serious label like a mental health diagnosis. It's important to look at. Maybe you've tried to cope with a lot of different strategies. Maybe you've used codependency, people pleasing. Maybe you use substances, alcohol, food, shopping, right? Like busying yourself with other people because you're always trying to manage and regulate relationships and energy in some way. How is it that you've tried to cope? It's very common for empaths to overthink as a way to try to figure things out. Figuring out is part of that force mentality that I write about in The Enlightened Empath. When you're in figuring out mode, very much in your head, trying to overthink, put pieces together, trying to determine the next right step all the time, you've probably absorbed emotion and energy, and you can detect things from other people, places, and things. And you might confuse your experience with those of others. And the brain starts to kick in to try to understand. And so you start to use this pattern of overthinking as a way to determine your next right step rather than this intuitive nudge alignment, using these tools of grounding and breath and movement to kind of process energy. Oftentimes when people are severed, remember we talked about embodiment, they use their head to overthink. This keeps you way too much in logic. Embodiment is your ability to use breath and movement and embodiment as a way to get yourself more aligned with your intuitive nudges. Overthinking is an understandable coping strategy, and I'll encourage you to recognize your signs and symptoms of when you are way up, too much in your head, okay? The next one is the letter P. And this one, this isn't the tool, but I just want to give you a lot of permission and just kind of this element that learning this way of life, learning to understand who and how you are, recognizing it, the gifts that you have, the struggles that you had, I want you to understand that the P stands for practice. You've gotten to this point in life and you've probably developed a lot of habits, thinking patterns, belief systems, behaviors, routines, all kinds of stuff, learning, relearning. These all will take time, but it's not just time alone. This requires your commitment and your deliberate decision to decide differently, to do differently. It is a practice. Maya Angelou has a beautiful line that I say all the time, when you know better, you do better. And my goal is in handing you these tools, you will begin to know better so that you can practice doing better, setting boundaries, relating more to people from a grounded, healthier, boundary place. Having a consistent practice and being deliberate about trying to use these tools will help you be more comfortable and strengthen your ability to use them. And some people might feel really confused at first. Maybe you feel kind of uncertain and awkward about how to use them. Most people don't walk into a gym the first day and know exactly how to use every piece of equipment. It requires time, practice, and consistent effort. And knowing that sometimes it requires an assistant like me, somebody who offers a little bit of guidance and tweaking, some coaching so that you can get these moves right. I'll encourage you to stay away from another risky P pattern, which is perfectionism. I talk about that in the dishonoring P's. Perfectionism is something that will automatically move you far more into a force mentality. So really understanding that P is for practice. The more established you can be in your habits and routine, having a consistent practice of being able to use these tools and just some gentle permission to try and to practice something different. P stands for practice. You don't have to get it all right out of the gate. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue with this empath's toolbox. I am am Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to The Allie Effect, authentically living life your way. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how, the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Life is so unpredictable, and sometimes trauma, grief, and other circumstances leave us feeling like the walls of life are closing in on us. Renita Bo has been where you are. She is a Christian life coach, a motivational speaker, and a licensed minister. Let Renita help you begin to live again. For a free 30-minute consultation, visit VernitaInspires.com.
We're back here on The Allie Effect, authentically living life your way. I'm Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. Before we get too far down the road into this, please know how to reach me. AllisonBlythe@live.com is my email. My phone number is 859-341-7773. And if you want to check out any of the information I have, you can do that on my email. I'm sorry, you can do that on my website, which is AllisonBlythe.com, or any social media platform. I'm at Allison Blythe Life Coach. I'm sure that you're hearing information that maybe is new to you, maybe hopefully that you're curious about. I'm happy to talk with you more about any of these. Just reach out. I love talking about this stuff, and I've offered so much information, such a wealth for people to dig into, and yet it can feel like a lot. Maybe you're feeling confused or uncertain. If you are like my fellow empaths and you have struggled with that sense of like, oh, what is wrong with me? I can absolutely help you kind of iron some of that stuff out and give you some direction. I want to assure you, there's nothing wrong with you. As a matter of fact, you are so uniquely wired. This is such a dynamic way to be in the world. But when you don't understand it, you may absolutely be very plagued by this sense of being overwhelmed and saturated. My hope is that you learn something to help you do it differently. You can understand yourself so much better when you get the lens of being an empath, the gifts of it, and yet also the struggles too. This is up to you to take responsibility to dive into these tools. A while back, I was at a park. We're going to move into the next tool. I was at a park and I was wandering, just kind of enjoying the day, taking a walk and minding the trails and stuff. And I was passing by the playground, and I overheard a mother telling her children to sit quietly. She had two little kiddos with her, and she was trying to get their lunch ready. She had packed it up and she was trying to get it ready, and they were just excited and they were being like kids. And as kids often are, she was trying to remind them over and over and over, and her frustration was becoming pretty visible even as I was just wandering by. I heard her say to them, "I said sit quietly. Is that quiet?" And the children, maybe four or six, kind of in that range, there were two children, they just began to wail. And the youngest one was like, "Mom, I hate sitting quietly. Why do we have to be quiet?" It was like she was just torturing this child with the punishment of having to sit still. And the other child took a different approach. The older one was like, "Are we in trouble? I didn't do anything wrong. Why are you so mad at us? You are so mean." And I just started to first of all, just so much empathy. I've been there in those situations, you know, like so much empathy of just trying to like make things move along. And these poor little people were really just, they couldn't even contain their frustration and disappointment with like the punishment of having to sit quietly. I wonder for you, even as an adult, Q stands for quiet. Do you have the same hard time understanding or dealing, managing with quiet? Do you see it as a punishment, as though you've done something wrong, maybe a sign of uncertainty and discomfort that you feel like you have to do something about? Q stumped me in the adulting toolbox, and I want to offer quiet one more time. I talked about it in that toolbox, but it's that important that I want to talk about it again. Most people have very funny reactions to quiet. Are you allowing time, permission, space for there to be quiet and stillness in your life? Most people fill their lives so full of noise in lots of different levels. Sometimes it's literal noise, TV, music, some type of stimulation constantly. And now with the earbuds, you know, you see people all the time sitting at the dinner table or whatever, just always with the earbuds right in their ears. Other times it's a different kind of noise. It's like clutter, busyness, minding other people's business. You know, you're doing like all these things to kind of fill all the space in your life. Quiet for an empath becomes one of the most powerful opportunities for you to debrief, decompress, and even de-stimulate, like kind of just unwind yourself a little bit and learning to get really comfortable. Remember, we just talked about the tool of practice. Maybe you just practice quiet for a little bit. You can tap into elements of that. Maybe it's 30 seconds. That's all you can kind of endure, like these poor little kiddos, right? Maybe you go up a little bit longer. You go 2 minutes and you just really embrace and sit in the stillness and quiet for a couple minutes. This is your opportunity to tap in. What's going on inside? To tap into that gut knowing that we just talked about, the K tool of knowing. Maybe it's even an opportunity for you to seek information and insight from the higher power, the intuition, all of those elements. Quiet allows space. My client Maria was almost struggled almost as badly as these little kiddos. We had talked about her using this tool, and she came back to me after we had talked about her using it. She came back to me a couple weeks later, and she was equally mad as these kids. She was like, she hated this tool. And so I was just naturally curious. She went on to say that the moment she got quiet, she got really sad. She felt uncomfortable with the tingling that was going on in her belly, the tension that started to rise in her shoulders. She thought about the past, and then she fast-forwarded all the way into the future of the things that haven't even happened yet. And she just began to miss her grandma, who had died earlier in that year, and started to wonder if she would ever have children, right? It's like this floodgate of stuff that started to happen the moment she got still. And she was, this was all like just in a 2 minute practice that she agreed to. And I just said to her, "Wow." And I said, "And then what?" She's like, looked at me like, "What do you mean, then what?" And I said, "Well, what happened? What happened after that?" And she said, "I turned on the TV and decided to never get quiet again." And she knew, you know, she knew what was kind of happening. And I said, "Hey, listen, you know, the first time you learned how to walk, did you do that perfectly? Like the time you took your first step, were you just off and running?" And she's like, "Of course not." And I'm like, "Okay, well, the moment you picked up a pen, did you learn how to draw and create and write perfectly?" "No, don't be ridiculous." She shrugged too. You know, I asked her if, and this was another avenue, "Hey, do you, when the leaves fall, do you take time to rake them up and clean up the yard guard when things fall? Do you take time to do that? Do you have an, I knew this about her ahead of time, so this was a little bit of a cheat factor. Do you have an annual purge where you can clean out things, clutter, closets, all of the things? She's like, of course, I can't stand when all that stuff gets cluttered in my space. And I said to her, do you take out the trash every week? Excuse me. And she said, of course I do. I do all of that kind of stuff. You know that. And I said, well, then why do you expect yourself to be able to manage quiet and stillness the first time you try it? Like, it's okay. Because there's gunk in there. I mean, we talked about the junk, the J tool, awareness point of how much junk gets inside of us. Why not make space to clean and clear out that? Stillness, quiet is a great opportunity for you to do that. Perhaps there are 1,000 other things that you might want to be doing that are more fun. They can distract you. They can busy you away from that junk. But I'll encourage you, like that can be really destructive. That's how things clog up. These feelings that she was having about the past, about the future, certainly in terms of her grandma, those were just things that were going on inside of her. There was nothing wrong. Busyness and distraction are all things that create this disservice. They're noise, energetic and emotional noise for you. If you're uncomfortable using and learning and practicing this tool, I will really just encourage you, just take your time with it. Know that you don't have to do it perfectly. It's okay if you're uncomfortable. Sit quiet for 2 to 3 minutes. See what surfaces inside of you. Once you learn to sit with that stuff that's going on, you might be really surprised by the way the intuition starts to align, in a way it starts to whisper and nudge. Does your critic show up? Do you need to learn skills and ways to kind of manage and talk back with your critic? Does fear start to chime in? All of these things, it's knowing how to navigate all that. It's really okay. It's making space so that you can clean and clear all that stuff out. I promise you, it really does get better, almost to the point, my friends, where you begin to prefer it. And quiet is such a beautiful element. You might be shocked by some of your skills and insights that start to develop once you learn to get quiet. So practice in quiet. R stands for regulation. I've already talked to you about D for dysregulation. When your systems get out of whack, maybe emotionally, physically, mentally, energetically, spiritually, things just kind of get like funky for you. It happens to all of us. You've absorbed too much. You've waited too long to take care of yourself, and you've become impacted by negativity. Remember, I talked to you about the influences of other people. Maybe things have happened and you haven't known how to move energy and emotion. You haven't set the boundaries. Maybe you haven't allowed for enough quiet and stillness for you to decompress. All of these will throw you off kilter. Maybe you have those symptoms of dysregulation, stress, irritability, anger, somatic symptoms, sleep problems. Those are all signs of dysregulation. So the opposite of that is a proactive method for you to use this tool as a way for you to help stay regulated. R stands for regulation, and we've talked about ways to do this. Embodiment, movement, the use of breath. All of these are methods for you to, when you recognize absorption or dysregulation, all of these practices are going to help you become regulated. Just getting yourself back on track, calm, relaxed, organized. And another way to do this is in perfect alignment with the next tool, which stands for the letter S. Emotions need to be paid attention to. S stands for soothing. It's probably not best for us to always sit in emotion, right? Or fuel them. I know sometimes I can sit and really like feed and fuel my emotions, or it's not always the perfect place to make all of our decisions from that emotionally charged place. Emotions are energy, and some are far more heightened than others. The more room and attention we might need in order to learn how to regulate our emotions by soothing them, taking care of them. Think about someone, and men actually really like this analogy because it gives them a practical example. Think about if you've ever driven a manual vehicle and you know very clearly that you cannot start in first gear and just move yourself automatically to fifth gear, right? There's a process for knowing how to do that. And it takes a talk about practice. It takes a lot of practice and regulation to get yourself up and running first gear to second gear to third gear. There's this smooth, consistent movement that needs to happen for you to shift yourself. Soothing is a way for you to take in emotion. You find some breath, you maybe speak to yourself in a very reassuring way, calming yourself down, just like a baby needs to be soothed and regulated. If you notice, very much like absorbing, if you've sponged different things, you might need to calm, soothe. Think about that as a way to regulate your emotion. If you try to shift yourself too hard, too fast into logic, people have it much worse. You need to get over it. Whoa, you are going to really cause some problems, even further dysregulation. So S, my friends, stands for the tool of soothing. We need to take another break. We're going to come back and continue along this Empath's Toolbox. Stay tuned. We'll be right here. We'll be right back here on the Allie Effect.
Spacious Unknowing Network is inexhaustible emptiness wherein all knowing comes. Meditation stills your thinking mind, a beautiful way to begin each day. Read the sacred writing aloud 3 times with Julie O. Rose and JoJo Rose. Join our community by signing up for our Spacious Unknowing meditations at spaciousunknowing.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and adds meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, getrootedradio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Here we are back on the Allie Effect, authentically living life your way. I'm Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. I am incredibly excited to be offering these tools, tips, and techniques to empower my empath community, people who have identified themselves as pretty sensitive and tuned to emotion and energy. I mean it when I say my mission really is about educating, equipping, and empowering. And this can be an offering for everyone. You don't have to be an empath to benefit some from these tools. I think the more we learn to process and deal with emotion and energy, whether you're an empath or not. However, if you are an empath, this is a toolbox that you will really need to lean into that will help you recognize the way that you've been impacted by emotion and energy so that you can use it differently. You can become much more empowered and enlightened in the way you function in the world. My friends, the world needs you. Like we are, I've shared a lot about kind of handling conflict and the way people can be sometimes in the world. It's challenging. We need people who are more aware and compassionate and yet still very boundaried and firm so that they can stay healthy and loving. My hope is that we can join together in supporting and teaching each other. We just finished up with tools of regulating and soothing. And so next up is the letter T, which for this one, it stands for the word teachers. You do not need to do this work alone. You can. I just believe that it's going to be that much tougher for you to be able to do. We are not meant to be lone rangers. You may really prefer to have a sense of solitude. You might be a very autonomous creature. And yet at the same time, having some kind of community or role model for you, people who have gone before. There are many greats who have done this work and they have been in the trenches. I'm here offering 28 episodes, like 28 rich pieces of material for you to practice with boundaries, understanding how to navigate conflict, building your SOS, your sense of self, understanding your community, how to have boundaries and communication with people, and just honestly defining authenticity for yourself. I have an entire community of folks who come into my office, who practice with me online, and even a community of people who have practiced that Enlightened Empath course. This has been a year-long course that they've taken. That course is available to you also. And as I have shared, my next venture as I wind down the Alley Effect, my next venture is to move into the Enlightened Empath, the book that's coming, that's going to be available next year, a 10-step guide for empaths, a specific each chapter based on a how-to, each specifically designed with some of the stuff that we're even talking about today. We are working diligently on helping that book come into its own path, its own birth and right. If you want to receive updates about that and you're curious about different pieces, follow me on any type of social media, Facebook, Instagram, Allison Blythe Life Coach, or log onto my website and sign up for that email list. And I'm happy to just, I'm not going to blast you with stuff, but AllisonBlythe.com, you'll be able to find ways to reach me and stay updated. And I'll get you on that list. I work with folks in person, online, individually, group settings. I have classes in person, online about boundaries, radical self-care. That one is wrapping up commodities, boundaries, decision-making, life strategies. I run the gamut with people because I do believe that having people to teach and to learn ways that we can learn from each other, we can absolutely do this work. I didn't invent this wheel. There are pieces that I have just put together from some greats who have gone before even me. People like Judith Orloff, Sidney Campos, Wayne Dyer, Pam Grout, like these are all people who are in the midst of doing this work too. There are so many intuitive folks out there who will help you move down and follow your path so much more clearly. You do not have to do this alone and struggle in the way a lot of empaths do. Stay open to learning, right? Having a teachable, not only do you want to align with really powerful teachers, but you want to maintain a teachable spirit. When you begin to close down and shut yourself off, it really pinches off that intuition, that gut instinct we've talked so much about. So stay curious with energy, and it's some of the most magical stuff you can ever practice. A teachable spirit allows you to have an open mind, an open heart, and certainly open energy enough to make room for your intuition to give you guidance and direction. Different teachers have different styles. Of course they do. Some will resonate with you and some just won't. Like some just will not be your cup of tea, and that's totally fine. At different seasons in your life, some people might speak volumes, like you can't get enough of them. And then months or years later, you'll be like, oh, and you'll have to turn down the dial on them and you'll be open to someone else. This is all learning and openness. You might be in a season where you step more into a teaching role. Be willing to do that if you're being called. T, teachable teachers, okay? So we're landing on the letter U. And as an empath, this is one that I'm sure you will probably be able to understand, fortunately or unfortunately. U stands for uncertainty. And boy, oh boy, do we live in a world that's filled with a lot of uncertainty. As an empath, you may prefer when things are pretty crystal clear, predictable, certain. You can just kind of bank on what's going to happen, who's going to be there, how long you're going to stay, who's driving, where are we going, right? Right? Like all of the details, things like spontaneity might just kind of knock you to your knees, cause so much angst inside of you. There's an ease, and maybe even deeper than that, a sense of safety and security that's attached to these levels of certainty and predictability. And you just kind of feel better when you know. Most empaths are deeply triggered by ambiguity, vagueness, spontaneity. Uncertainty can feel really, really scary. Maybe that's something that you can identify with. Impulsivity, unpredictability, they can be very, very deeply triggering to an empath. You may find yourself avoiding, even making excuses for anything that might catch you off guard without known specific details. Uncertainty might activate you in those spidey senses. Remember, we talked about that you can often detect and sense things, and you might go into this mode of hypervigilance and hypermanagement, trying to figure out all the pieces and details. This is oftentimes where people are diagnosed as anxious, even generalized social anxiety. And I wonder sometimes how much of it is really about what happens inside of empaths when they're in uncertain social situations, that they're just so overwhelmed by the emotions and energy of unpredictability. When you're in uncertain situations, which is inevitable, right? Like we can't always predict what's going to happen. The script is not written ahead of time in life. I'll encourage you to draw very firmly on this toolbox. The first tool that I'll encourage you to be conscious of is awareness, knowing yourself and recognizing your reaction to uncertainty. Is it okay with you? Do you not mind when things catch you off guard? That's really cool. But if you do become triggered by it, can you just name it? Can you just give yourself that permission? Self-permission is an SOS tool. Oh, I'm having a hard time. And recognizing that tool that I just introduced, soothing. Maybe you need to take a breath. Maybe you need to kind of get yourself grounded in a lot of ways, kind of shift yourself a little bit as you soothe some of the emotions about the uncertainty. Once you've identified what it is that's happening, just offer yourself some compassion. I know that this is really hard for you. It can feel overwhelming. We can figure this out. Don't worry about it. I've got you, you know, kind of this self-assurance. Things like grounding, breath, regulation, and movement can be great ways for you to manage emotions when they are evoked by uncertainty. Remember, all of these tools are intended to work in support and conjunction with one another. They're just building blocks, and I'll encourage you to practice learning how to use them together. Using these other tools when you're facing uncertainty can make a pretty hard situation much more manageable. So during this segment, I've added stillness, teachers, and the awareness point of uncertainty. Let's do one more. This letter stands for vision. And there are a couple points that I want to be able to make with this one. As an empath, some people really do experience visions. They can sense auras. They see things that aren't always visible to others. Maybe you can predict or sense things to be true and even have visions of the past. Maybe you've seen, you've heard the word premonitions, where people are able to kind of predict or sense things from the future. If you don't know what is happening, you want to talk about an empath who struggles with what's wrong with me. Sometimes this can even evoke a mental health diagnosis, because it's like you see things that other people don't see. I'll encourage you, if that's the case, if you've ever questioned your ability to see, or you know clearly that you're gifted in this way, I want to educate you about what they refer to as the clairs. Chances are, if you are an empath, you don't have to be an empath to be clairvoyant, and you aren't necessarily clairvoyant if you're an empath. So hopefully that makes sense. I just want you to be aware that if you do have this, this is just one of the clairs. It's called clairvoyance, right? It's a gift that some people have. So some folks might be familiar with that term. If you've dealt with that issue, you might want to look into the term clairvoyant. And I also want to simplify the fact. For the point of this tool, this does stand for vision, the things that you are willing to visualize and practice. If you are really clear about the pictures you hold in your head in the way that they impact you, the brain can't tell what's real and what isn't. It believes everything you tell it. And so if you've created certain pictures in your head, visions that you will really entertain, you know, how many times does something happen a week, like mentally play out the worst case scenario 1,000 times, right? We start to manifest and create these visions in our head. If you have a vision board, it's a workshop I teach every January. It's become a powerful tradition. I'm in the midst of planning that right now. This is so much fun, and I get to do all of the work so people can just show up to focus very intentionally about the vision they want to hold for their life. As an empath, I will encourage you to choose very wisely the thoughts and pictures you allow to entertain in your brain. Be intentional about the things you are willing to focus on, the things you want to do, have, and be. If you're local and you can get to my vision board workshop, please feel free. Please come and check that out too. I want you to know that you can move energy through visualization. Remember, we talked about movement and breath. Visualization is a powerful way for you to maybe send energy to your body, move it out. You can get really playful with colors, textures, all of these things so that you can learn to play visually with you can send love back to people, wrap them in a loving white light blanket, all of these ways that you can regulate energy and emotion in your experience. Visualization is a really powerful tool, whether it's as deliberate as a vision board or whether it's the ways that things that you practice in moving emotion and energy. Already, here we are. We have to take another break. Time flies when you're having fun. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on The Allie Effect, authentically living life your way.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Oh, Okay, folks, we are winding this toolbox down. We are bringing the Allie effect to a close for now. The Empath Toolbox, we've spent several sessions together, and this is yet another toolbox, one specifically designed for my fellow empaths. My hope is that you're hearing some really great stuff to educate, equip, and empower you as you go out into this world, able to show up far more authentically than maybe you were before. We ended the last segment with the letter V and helping you be very intentional about the thoughts and images you entertain in your brain. Next up, we have the letter W, and I played around with several of these within wisdom, walls, and all of those being important in their own right. But I centered on the tool of well-being. In the SOS toolbox, I shared with you about this, the tool of self-responsibility. And this is the crux of this tool, self-responsibility, really being accountable for your own sense of well-being. Are you your own priority? Do you consistently engage in behaviors, decisions, activities, relationships, things that are serving your best interest? Do you take responsibility for your own well-being? And are you in tune with your energy, your emotions, the needs that you have, different preferences and practices that you have? Are you able to re-decide? One of the gifts of being an adult is that we get to make up our own mind and be responsible for the experiences that we have. Are you taking responsibility? As an empath, you may shift very rapidly. The way that you engage, the energy that you have, the way that you feel, like you might find yourself tipping very quickly. You were fine, and then suddenly you're not fine. Do you take responsibility for redeciding and navigating when those emotions or experiences begin to shift? And do you act accordingly? Your well-being is really your responsibility to move to the top of your priority list. Are there things that you're allowing to get in your way that you're putting above your own needs? What changes do you need to make in order to act in your best interests? Interesting. So my offer stands. Remember in the adulting toolbox, I said, if you can come up with a letter X that's appropriate for a toolbox, by all means, I will meet with you for, I'm going to add it to the toolboxes, and I'm going to meet with you for a free 30-minute session. The tool of X, still haven't been able to come up with one, but my offer stands. So we're going to talk about the letter Y, and that stands for yield. Think about a yield sign. Right? What are the rules of the road as you go through? Like when you see a yield sign, you know that it's your responsibility to pause. You take in the situation into consideration and you allow oncoming traffic to proceed. The first step is just a cautionary sign that warns you to look at what's coming your way. Plowing forward without taking note can be really dangerous and destructive to you and to anyone else involved. I will encourage you to sometimes yield. Just allow a pause, even if it's just for a moment to reflect, assess, and decide what's in your best interest. Because empaths absorb and sponge, they can benefit greatly with just staying out of the way, allowing something to pass by, not in a passive, submissive way. You know, you're just kind of lying down to be a doormat. I don't mean it that way, but allowing people to proceed and carry on with their business without getting involved. It's a boundary practice. It's very much like that zip tool I talked about. Yielding allows you to pause momentarily in order to determine your right course of action. It's a breather and an opportunity to kind of assess and clarify. As an empath, you might have a tendency to lean in. I talk a lot about this with clients. You lean into people and situations. Yielding is a great opportunity to lean back. Give some space to allow yourself to take a breath and decide how and if you want to proceed. Yield. All right. So here we are landing finally at the letter Z. And I'll hand this one to you proudly and solidly. Z stands for zero tolerance. And this one is for you, of course, to decide how you'll practice. Zero tolerance is for zero mistreatment, no misspent commodities. not for self criticism nor disrespect, and for negative company, right? Zero tolerance. We talked about junk, taking responsibility for cleaning up those elements. Zero tolerance. These are all reflections of your boundaries and the things that you're willing to allow to happen in your life or not. Whatever is happening in your life is happening to some degree because you have allowed it. Are there things that you need to increase your standards for, raising your standards so that you can establish this zero tolerance? I'm not saying you need to be rude and domineering and controlling in ways, but just you create boundaries and conversation with people to create this zero tolerance. Think about your relationships, your tendency to overfunction, to lean really far forward in, the way you're managing your time, poor self-care, allowing longstanding patterns of dysregulation. All of these boil down to you making a choice. I talked to you about the tool of self-honoring and being very, very conscious of aligning your behavior with the things that are in your best interest. These things are all up to you, and you might have to take some time to practice, to improve, to strengthen, just like going to the gym. You might need to practice these things consistently over and over and over. But I also assure you, my friends, no one's going to do this for you. This is for you to really establish and make a committed practice of doing this. So let's review one more time before we call this series to an end and take a pause for now. I'll remind you that we've talked today about absorb, breath, community and connection, dysregulation, embodiment, flow, grounding, heart, influences, junk, knowing, love, movement, negativity, overthinking, practice, quiet, soothing, teachable and teachers, uncertainty, vision, well-being, yield, and zero tolerance. If you're interested in my next journey, learning more about these and joining community of people who do identify and they've done this work, right? We're committed to doing this inner work of moving into that educated, equipped, and empowered to launch into this enlightened state of existence. Please send me an email so that I can get you connected on that list. Go to my website, alisonblythe.com. And I want to thank you for tuning in. You have been my guests and my companions for all of this time. Thank you for being here as we've ventured together. My goal really has been educating, equipping, and empowering you. And I have had an absolutely wonderful time. Thank you for joining me. Have a great week. And I will see you somewhere further down the road.
Thanks for tuning in to The Ally Effect with Alison Blythe. The moment you decide to take control of your own well-being, you start the journey of authenticity. Tune in next time for more empowering conversations and practical tools to help you shed your fear, worry, comparison, and less than beliefs. Stick with us as you step into the driver's seat and head off onto the road of success and happiness. Your best life awaits.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.